after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Thank you everyone for coming for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from 10th canto, the Samambonam, chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamal Arjuna Trees, verse 26. So I will read 26, 27, 28, and we will recite verse number 29 together.
Ityantarenarjunayoho Krishnastu yamayoryayo Atma nirvesha matrena Tiryagattamulukhalam.
Having thus spoken, Krishna soon entered between the two Arjuna trees, and thus the big mortar to which he was bound turned crosswise and stuck between them. So Krishna is saying, having thus spoken. So the previous verse is where Krishna is actually speaking that when he was bound by Mother Yashoda to the mortar and he is still walking, he is thinking, seeing these two Yamal Arjuna trees, that although these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera and I have nothing to do with them, Devarshi Narada is my very dear devotee and affectionate devotee. And therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. So this verse is continuation where Krishna is saying, having thus spoken, Krishna soon entered between the two Arjuna trees and thus the big mortar to which he was bound turned crosswise and stuck between them. Verse 27.
Balena nishkarshayatan vagulukhalam tad damodarena tarso kalitangribandho nishpetatu paramavikramitati vepa skandha pravala vitapau krutachanda shabdau.
Translation. By dragging behind him with great force the wooden mortar tied to his belly, the boy Krishna uprooted the two trees. By the great strength of the Supreme Person, the two trees with their trunks, leaves and branches trembled severely and fell to the ground with a great crash. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is the pastime of Krishna known as Damodar Leela. Therefore, another of Krishna's names is Damodar. As stated in the Harivamsa, Sacha Tenaiva Namnatu Krishna Vai Dama Bandhanat Goshthe Damodara Iti Gopi Bihi Pari Giyate. verse 28.
Tatra shriya paramaya kukubha spuranto siddha upetya kujayori vajat veda krishnam pranamya shirasa khil lokanatham baddha jali varajasa vidamuchatu sma.
Translation. Thereafter, in that very place where the two Arjuna trees had fallen, two great perfect personalities who appear like fire personified came out of the two trees, the effulgence of their beauty illuminating all directions. With bowed heads, they offered obeisances to Krishna, and with hands folded, they spoke the following words. Please repeat after me.
Krishna Krishna Mahayogim Tvam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu. Krishna Krishna Mahayogim Tvam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu. Krishna Krishna Mahayogim Tvam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu.
Please, anybody would like to chant?
Tam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu. Tvam Adya Purusha Para Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu. Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu.
Krishna Krishna Mahayogims Tvam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Vidu. Krishna Krishna Mahayogim Krishna Mahayogims Tvam Adya Purusha Para Vyakta Vyaktam Idam Vishwam
Brahmana vidu.
Anybody else? Word to word by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat after me. Krishna, Krishna. O Lord Krishna. O Lord Krishna. Mahayogin. O Master of Mysticism. Tvam. You. The Exalted Personality. Adhyaha. The Root Cause of Everything. Purushaha. The Supreme Person. Paraha, beyond this material creation. Vyakta avyaktam, this material cosmic manifestation. Consisting of cause and effect, or gross and subtle forms. Idam, this. Vishwam, whole world. Rupam, form. Te, your. Brahmana, learned Brahmanas. Viduhu, no. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme, original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. And you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know, on the basis of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, that you are everything, and that this cosmic manifestation, in its gross and subtle aspects, is your form. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The two demigods, Nalakuvar and Manigreev, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. Now they admitted that we should be delivered by the blessings of Narada Muni was all your plan. Therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything, past, present and future, is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we stayed here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy to deliver us. This was all your inconceivable arrangement. Because you are the supreme person, you can do everything. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My humble obeisances to all of you. And before I start, I would beg mercy and blessings from all of you so that I can speak something beneficial for all of us. So, we are right now in the material world and there is something called spiritual world. So, these two great personalities who were in the heavenly planets, Nalakuvar and Manigreev, they were having they actually had a friendship with Lord Shiva, because of which they got the ability to reside in Kailash, and they got indulged when they were wandering around the beautiful forests and looking at the Mandakini River. And they were having the association of young demigod girls, and they were continuously drinking intoxication called Varuni. So they were intoxicated, and naturally they are coming from very rich background, because their father, Kuber, he is the treasurer of demigods. So you can imagine what kind of wealth they were having. Because of all these so-called material opulence, they became maddened. And they were wandering and they were having sports in the waters with young girls being naked. And when Narad Muni came, the girls covered their bodies because they understood that Narad Muni is capable of giving any curse. And according to social customs, it is not good to expose one's bodily parts. So the girls covered their bodies, but these two personalities, Nalakuer and Manigrive, they were so much intoxicated that they did not care. And because of this, Narad Muni felt immense compassion. So he thought that these two brothers, they have received such nice birth, like they have opulence, they have practically everything they need to become and to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are misusing this all opportunity and they are going towards hell. So that is the sign of Guru. Whenever a spiritual master sees the conditioned souls, even though the conditioned soul may appear to be happy or to be enjoying in the material world, but the spiritual master sees the truth because he has the spiritual vision from which he can see that even though it appears that they are having the best time, they were having, you know, so-called like the material people may be dreaming of such situation to be on a poolside, no worries, no tension, you know, hanging out with girls later. At the end. So basically, this is something people would dream of. But when the spiritual master sees the same situation, he sees the soul. And he sees the soul is suffering. Even though there are so many opportunities of so-called material enjoyment, but the spiritual master sees the soul is not being fed, because of which the soul is literally craving for that love of God. So because of this compassion, Narad Muni cursed these two brothers, Nalakuvar and Manigrive. He cursed them to become trees for 100 celestial years. And they became trees, but by the mercy of Narad Muni, they could remember everything. From where they are coming, what was the cause of their low birth as trees. So they had the remembrance, they had this intelligence, but they couldn't do anything as such. Like they did not have any facility, because their body was tree body. They couldn't move, they couldn't do anything. So Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse number 3, Shri Krishna says, Narupamasyeha tathopalabhyate nanto nachadir nachasam pratishtha ashwathamenam suvirudhamulam asanga shastrena drudhena chitva. So Krishna is saying that this material world is so complicated. It's like a banyan tree which is upside down. So there is the real tree, banyan tree, which is the spiritual world. But the reflection is material world and it is very complex. The root is at the top, like the tree is upside down. The root is at the top and the branches, the twigs and the leaves, the entire network is so complex for a material, for a person, for a conditioned soul, it is almost impossible to overcome by his own accord. So, unless one gets the mercy of the spiritual master, somebody who is coming from the spiritual world, who knows the tree, who knows the structure of the tree in full, that person only can enlighten that those any conditioned soul. So Krishna is saying, what is the way to overcome this material tree? Krishna says, asanga shastrena drudhena chitva. The weapon of detachment can only cut down this tree of material existence. So the weapon of detachment, So for these two brothers, Nalakuvar and Manigrave, they couldn't do any austerities because they were not in a position. But Narada Muni cursed them and he forced them to be in the bodies of tree so that they can experience detachment. That was forced detachment. Now they had no facility, even though they may have desire, but they had no facility of enjoyment. And because of staying in those bodies and seeing the pastimes of Krishna, they got purified. So we see the mercy of a great devotee coming down upon the conditioned souls in many pastimes. We see that Bakasur, Keshi and Pralambasur, these three were brothers in their previous lives. And Bakasur was Suhotra and he was the disciple of Durvasa Muni. And one day he went to the garden of Lord Shiva and Parvati and he stole lotuses. So Mother Parvati was planning to offer those lotuses every day to Lord Krishna. But because some of the lotuses were stolen by them, Lord Shiva cursed them. And he said that you will be condemned, you will have to take birth as demons. But these three brothers, Bakasur, who was Suhotra, Keshi and Pralambasur, they were also stealing the lotuses, in order to offer to Vishnu. So Lord Shiva felt compassion. And then because of this, they became demons. But they became demons in Krishna's pastime. They got killed by Krishna and this way they got delivered. There is a story of Ahilya in Valmiki Ramayana. It is said that Lord Brahma created the most beautiful woman. That was the best beautiful, the best creation of Lord Brahma as a female body, who was Ahilya. When she was born, Lord Brahma handed over the girl to Gautam Rishi. And, for the education and upbringing. So that she will have nice sanskaras and she will be brought up and well educated. So after she became young, Gautam Rishi brought her back to her father, Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma felt very nice because that is a very gentle behavior of this Gautam Rishi because she was the most beautiful and she became so famous in the entire three worlds. That she is the most beautiful girl and most of the demigods wanted to marry her. And here is Lord Brahma who saw that this Gautam Rishi, he is so gentle, he has the qualities that he brought her back. And then he thought, who should be the best husband for this, for this daughter of mine? So he thought, he actually had a competition, then most of the devatas, all the demigods, they competed to marry Ahilya. But in the end, Gautam Rishi saw that there is Kamadenu who gave a birth to, the cow gave a birth, so he circumambulated the cow. And it is said the cow has all the demigods within her body and it's like the entire creation. The cow is like the manifestation of the entire three worlds. So he just circumambulated the cow and it was as good as circumambulation of the entire world. So basically he got married. The Gautam Rishi got married to Ahilya. But Indra, who is the king of heavens, king of demigods, he had a desire to associate with this Ahilya. Because she was most beautiful and he was hearing about her beauty from his demigod's friends, and because of this continuous hearing he developed lust in his heart and he was continuously meditating. The same happened with Ravana when he heard the description of the beauty of Mother Sita from Shurpanakha. He got infatuated and he got lusty. So it is said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that dhyayate vishayan punsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bijayate. So once somebody starts to hear about the sense objects by continuous hearing and meditation, actually one develops the intense desire, dhyayate vishayan punsaha, then the desire is developed to associate, then sangat sanjayate kama, then the desire becomes intense, kamat krodho bijayate, if you know, then it leads to anger, then it leads to blocking of intelligence, and ultimately smriti bhramshat buddhi nasha buddhi nashat pranashyati. So Krishna says this is the downfall, these are the steps of downfall of any person in this world. So it starts by continuous meditation. So Indra was meditating and he wanted to associate with this Ahilya. So he, one day he saw that Gautam Rishi, he wakes up early and he goes to the river to take bath. So one day he took the help of Chandra, and Chandra became a cock and he shouted, you know, just to let everybody know that it's morning. So he shouted much before the actual sunrise. And Gautam Rishi went and he got up and he went to river to take bath. And Indra came in disguised form as Gautam Rishi. And he had a union with Ahilya. So it is said Ahilya also could, she was also mystical and she was also a very advanced lady. So she also could understand, but she was confused that this is not my husband. But still she took part in that activity. So when Gautam Rishi came back, he found, you know, this Gautam, another, you know, disguised Indra. So he got shocked and he cursed. First he cursed Chandra because he took part in the sin, in this sinful activity. So he said that Chandra, you will, Chandra means the moon god. So he cursed him that you will have spots. You will not be spotless. So from that day on, Chandra, the moon god, had these black spots on his body. So the, you see the, you know, the planet, the Chandra looks with black spots. Then he cursed Ahilya that you will become a stone because you think your body is so beautiful. You think you are the most beautiful woman on this, you know, entire creation. So if you think so, then your body is as good as mud, because ultimately human body or any body in the material world, ultimately what it becomes. In the same chapter, in the previous verses, you know, it is described that ultimately the human body or any body is going to be deteriorated. So he curses that she will become a stone, and then he curses Indra to become, to be covered with thousand eyes. First, yeah, so that's how he got covered with thousand eyes, because eyes are the reason somebody becomes naturally, you know, lusty. So, because somebody sees a sense object. So everything starts with eyes, so that's how he cursed. It is also said that first he was cursed as Sahasra Yoni, that he was covered with thousand female genitals. And then he becomes so ashamed, he couldn't even come out. He couldn't come out, he was so ashamed. You can imagine the greatest of the demigods, he's the king of all the demigods, but he was humiliated to such an extent. So what we learn from this is, however great person you are, if you commit such a heinous activity, that if somebody becomes lusty and somebody commits a crime like this of having illicit sex, what to speak of having illicit sex with a married woman? Because Chanakya Pandit says, Matruvat Paradareshu, the other man's wife should be seen as mother. Loshtravat Paradraveshu. So he says the other man's wealth should be seen as mud. Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu, everyone, you know, the other person should be treated the way one wants to be treated. And whoever follows this, That person is called real intelligent person. But yeah, so coming back to the story, Indra felt so ashamed he couldn't come out, and because of which the entire the work and nobody could function. All the functionalities stopped in the heavenly planet. So later the curse was reduced to Sahasra Netra. That means he was covered with 1,000 eyes. Ahilya started to beg to her husband, and because she was serving the husband for many years with complete faith, and because she did not know, because Indra came in guise of her own husband, so Gautam Rishi felt compassion and he said that Lord Ram will come and then he will deliver you. So this story is like Yamala Arjuna trees, like Nalakuvera and Manigri were cursed, but Krishna will come and he will deliver. That's what Narad Muni said. The same way Gautam Rishi, husband of Ahilya, he said Lord Ram will come and deliver you. So the same way Lord Ram came with Lakshman and Vishwamitra and he delivered Ahilya. There is also a story of Shabari, which is Shabari was born in a hunter family, so it is considered very lower caste. But one day her hunter father arranged for her marriage, and because they were hunters, so in the marriage he brought many animals to be cut, you know, to be sacrificed. But she felt so much compassion for the animals that why these innocent animals should be killed. So she ran away and she wanted to take shelter of a spiritual master. But so she was going to one from one ashram to the other, begging to be accepted. But nobody was accepting her because she was from a lower caste. But there was a great rishi called Matanga who accepted Shabari. And Shabari was continuously serving the spiritual master with complete faith, you know, every day. And she used to serve and do only the menial services. And she used to sweep the floor, clean the place, and bring the waters from the rivers and doing the very simple service. But by this simple service to the spiritual master, undeviated and uninterrupted, like it is said, ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. If the devotional service is performed uninterrupted and unmotivated, then that becomes, that leads to perfection. So she was serving Matanga Rishi for many years, and later when the Rishi was very old, he was about to leave this planet and go to the spiritual world, he asked his disciple Shabari that you have served me so many years, what do you want from me? I am ready to give you whatever you want and I am leaving this body now. So she says, take me with you. Then he says, it's better you stay here because one day Lord Ram will come and you will get the opportunity to see the Lord face to face. You can serve him. He will come one day and he leaves the body. So in this story also we see that Krishna is the property of the spiritual master. Krishna has given himself completely to his pure devotee. So you see, Narada Muni says to Nalakuvar and Manigriv that Krishna will come and deliver you. Here we say, Gautam Rishi says to Ahilya that after cursing, he says that Lord Ram will come and deliver you. And the same with Shabari also, that Matanga Rishi is saying that Lord Ram will come one day and he will accept service from you. So we see that basically these great spiritual masters, they are treating Krishna as if Krishna is their property. So Krishna also in the previous verse he is saying that I don't know who these two brothers, Nalakuvar and Manigri, but because my dear devotee Narada has given the word, I want to fulfill the word. So it is said, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par, tomar shakti ache, Amito Kangal Krishna Krishna Bole Dhaitava Pache Pache. Krishna is the property of spiritual master. And he has the power to give him to anyone. So the author is saying that I am simply your servant running behind you, O Vaishnava Thakur. I am shouting Krishna Krishna and simply I am running behind you because Krishna is your property. So we see even the story of Shabari, Lord Ram came personally and she was very old. But despite being old, Shabari used to wake up early with the same enthusiasm. She used to get up and used to think, oh, today is that golden day. My Lord Ram is coming today. And she used to clean the place. She used to run around and bring the water. She used to make nice prasadam. And she used to pluck the berries. And she used to taste the berries. Just to, you know, thinking that I have to offer these berries to Lord Ram. How can I offer him bitter berries? So she used to test it personally. She used to half eat them. And only those berries which were sweet, she used to keep them aside for Lord Ram. So when Lord Ram and Lakshman actually came to Shabari, she offered those berries and Lord Ram was about to eat them. When Lakshmana intervened, Lakshmana said, brother, these are half eaten and she is a lower caste woman. How can you eat them? They are already, you know, half eaten. And Krishna, Lord Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Lord Ram did not care. And when he tested the berries, he said that I am tasting the love, the pure love of Shabari. So this is the nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He just accepts the love. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. So bhakti is the secret ingredient. Even if somebody offers thousands of gulab jamuns, you know, sweet meats, but Krishna may not be satisfied, but Krishna will be satisfied by only one single tulsi leaf if that is offered with love and devotion. So basically Krishna can be achieved only by the mercy of spiritual master. So Prabhupada also writes in the purport of a previous verse in the same chapter that without the mercy of a pure devotee, you know, it is impossible to achieve Krishna. And here we see in all these stories, all these pastimes, anybody who serves the spiritual master with unflinching faith and devotion, once the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. Then one can actually serve Krishna face to face by the mercy of the spiritual master. There is a beautiful pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrut that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya, these three, even though they came as devotees, they are Vishnu Tattvas, all the three. So first Advaita Acharya was, actually he was the first one to appear and he took the initiation from Madhavendrapuri. Because Madhavendrapuri was Mahabhagavat and he was so famous that people in those days used to crave and used to just dream about having one darshan. Just seeing him once, that was the only desire of many of the people in those days. So Advaita Acharya took initiation from Madhavendrapuri. Then Nityananda Mahaprabhu, he also had the opportunity to meet Madhavendrapuri. And he also accepted Madhavendrapuri as spiritual master. And then the actual Krishna, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had every reason and every opportunity to accept Madhavendrapuri as the spiritual master. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Ishwarpuri as the spiritual master. The reason behind this is, when Madhavendrapuri became very old and practically invalid, Ishwarpuri, his dearmost disciple, he served Madhavendrapuri, his spiritual master, with so much of love and care, despite, you know, the spiritual master Madhavendra Puri was practically invalid. He couldn't do anything. So Ishwar Puri used to help him with everything. He used to even clean, you know, stool and urine from his body. And by this, you know, menial but such an immense service, Madhavendra Puri became so satisfied that he said that when Krishna will come, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reveal himself, he will take initiation from you. So Ishwar Puri became the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by only mercy of his Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri. So by serving the spiritual master with faith and devotion and love, one can even become the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once the spiritual master is completely satisfied, then Krishna is completely satisfied. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat na gati kutopi. So we all are so fortunate that, you know, all these pastimes we have seen today, these people had the greatest of opportunities to associate with a pure devotee. And we, all of us, also have the same great fortune because we have come in contact with the pure devotee of Shri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And this fortune cannot be described in words. You know, we are actually not aware the kind of great fortune that we have received. Because Srila Prabhupada, if you, you know, study his life, you will understand how nicely he has been, you know, he has been serving his spiritual master. And he created this entire organization. He did not just give us, you know, devotional service to Krishna. Along with devotional service, he gave so many beautiful things. He gave us nice devotees. He gave us the facility to come and chant, perform Sankirtan in, you know, so many temples around the world. So we have to remember and we have to make the most of this beautiful fortune that we have received. So I will conclude by reciting the fourth verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 4th verse, Tatha padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapadde tatha pravritti prasruta purani. So Krishna is saying, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns back to this world. And there he surrenders to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. And in the next verse also Krishna says, that is the sign of intelligent person, that he does not take any pleasure in this material world because it is temporary. All the enjoyment is temporary. So the sign of intelligent person is that he invests his energy into going to that avyayam, into that spiritual abode, after going where the person does not have to return back to this ocean of birth and death and miseries. So, you know, we have received such a great fortune and so many facilities by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we should make the most of that and our life will be sublime. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has questions? Any questions or comments? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.